What about the strategy of keeping or lowering estrogen levels, since it is a competitive inhibitor with estrogen? And I'm thinking about the SOPHIA trial, looking at the combination of an AI and fulvestrant.
The idea of reducing estrogen, and so not only in a sense tying up the receptor or eradicating the receptor and then getting rid of the ligand, which in this case is estrogen, is very appealing because it's sort of the ultimate targeted therapy. Get rid of the receptor, get rid of the ligand, and then hopefully you've eradicated that pathway as a cause of tumor growth. So it's an attractive strategy. It's being explored in a couple of very large studies, not only in North America, but around the world. At the present time, we don't have any results from those trials, but it may offer an avenue to enhance the benefit of giving a drug like fulvestrant by also, on another path, eradicating the amount of ligand that's present for the receptor.
What about the combination of fulvestrant and biologic agents?
There is preclinical data that would suggest that you can combine fulvestrant and drugs like Erisa or fulvestrant and Herceptin and actually enhance the objective response rate. There are trials that are being conducted, one of which is in ECOG, looking at fulvestrant and Erisa or fulvestrant and anastrozole as a way of enhancing the biologic activity of these drugs. And it's really predicated on the notion that we have a rather simplistic view that you have an estrogen molecule, it attaches to the receptor, and then something magic happens in a straight line. You either cause tumor stimulation, or instead of estrogen, you have Faslodex or tamoxifen that you somehow block that pathway. But what we've come to appreciate is that the pathways are overlapping and redundant, and many of the pathways communicate with one another, the perfect example being the HER2 pathway. So strategies that employ targeting both pathways simultaneously are being explored to see if we can enhance the effect and try and, in a sense, interrupt those communicating pathways with a better outcome for patients.